take attention if you use water with an electric medical device and you have the possibility that the electrodes are falling down. Of course, we have the wet towels. That is, you take a towel, moisten it or soak it in water to act as a big electrode. You can work around pain points, trigger points, something like this. You can, of course, work directly on pain points. In the end, it's a therapeutic strategy. Welcome to this new episode of the Luxamed podcast and YouTube video. We present in this episode a new hybrid version of our podcast. Hybrid version, what does it mean? Hybrid version means we have this in an audio format on all the podcast platforms and as an YouTube video as well. We will put all links in the show notes of this episode to the podcast and, of course, to the YouTube video. In this episode, we will speak about the possible applications of microcurrent therapy, especially of the stick electrodes and the adhesive electrodes. So let's switch over to the possibilities. I put a few here. Maybe, of course, there are some more, of course, but we will focus on these five. First, at the additive electrodes, then the fleece or tile electrodes you see here on the right side, the yellow ones. We have the stick electrodes and rubber electrodes, of course, moist bandages, wraps, and wet or moisted towels. Okay, let's start. But before we go in the applications, we have to speak about something other, because we speak about operations with medical devices. And there we have, of course, rules, we have norms, we have guidelines, how to use it. And we will speak about the intended purpose as well, because you know that a user, a medical doctor, a therapist have to follow the instruction for use and, of course, the intended use. And that's also for square parts. When a manufacturer say that this part and this part is needed to work with this medical device, then there are some ISO norms about the requirements of informations to be provided by the manufacturer. Please look in the instructions for use what the manufacturer describes about it. By the way, all parts you need to work with your microcurrent device, medical device, have to be figured out in the instructions for use. If they are not inside this, it's not allowed maybe to use them. Then what is the intended use, especially the intended use? This is one definition from the ISO 14971. This is the norm about the risk, the regulation about the risk management for manufacturer of medical devices, and all manufacturer of medical devices have to follow these requirements. And there's the definition. It is a use for which a product, process, or service is intended according to the specification, instructions, and information provided by the manufacturer. That means that also, if you make an advertisement in social media, on your website, on a flyer, or what else, if a manufacturer give their information and this is like you say that this you can work with our microcurrent or medical device in this way and this way and this indication and this indication, this is also the intended use. In other words, the purpose for which the product was developed is some kind of intended use and it's binding for the users. Of course, I said that you have to follow the instructions for use. You will find informations about the square parts you have to use with your medical device or with your microcurrent device. And often there are informations like don't use broken square parts, don't use foreign square parts for your medical device, because the device then is not tested with these electrodes, with this kind of application method. So follow instruction for use. So let's start with the additive electrodes. And I think that this is the most common form of application of microcurrent therapy. If you look in the internet, you will see additive electrodes in any kind of electrotherapy, of course, and also in the use of microcurrent. Why it is so? Because there's a wide variety of sizes and shapes. You have such dot electrodes for very small parts of the body. You have like a butterfly electrode if you treat maybe the cervical spine, for example. There are square electrodes, larger ones, and there are different types of applications for the electrodes. The most common, I think, is the clip connector. It's a 4 millimeter clip where you can take your patient's wires and clip it on the electrodes. And then on the other hand, there is also one version with a banana plug with 2 millimeter. That's a 2 millimeter pin. You can fit in the cable of the electrode. So these are the two common versions of the application of the adhesive electrodes. Then we have the typical marking on the electrodes. Even the marking symbols have to be explained in the instruction for use of your microcurrent device. This is important to know that you can see how professional and how serious are the manufacturer of the devices are. Let's start with the first one. There you can see two people, and there is, it means that it's not allowed to swap below different patients, but I think that's clear, yes, because of the part of infection risk and all that stuff. Then you have a small symbol of a house or a company, and this is the symbol where you can see who is the manufacturer of the electrodes. Of course, protect from sunlight. They are very sensitive of sunlight, these electrodes, because this additive part in the electrodes is like a gel. And if you dry it out by sunlight, they won't be usable anymore. Then, of course, additive electrodes have to be latex free because of allergic reactions and all that stuff. Then it's important to know how to store, and the operating temperature limits could be very important for the electrodes. Then the one symbol you can see the MD. This is quite new. It comes out with the MDR in the May 21 last year. So, and if you have a medical device or square part for the medical device, it have to be marked like a medical device. And this is the official symbol of medical device. Okay, let's go to the advantages and disadvantages of additive electrodes. Of course, they are easy to use. They are hygienic when you use it correctly. Can be used almost on all parts on the body, but observe the warnings in the instruction for use. Maybe there are some parts where it is not recommended or not allowed to place the adhesive electrodes. You have a low time expenditure. Movement, stretching, manual therapy are possible in parallel to the use of the microcurrent therapy. Then you can use it multiple, but also here, as we see before on the marking part, follow the instruction for use. And of course, they are in many variants and sizes available. In the disadvantages, we have, okay, you have to store them correctly. Let's say and the patients needs own sets of electrodes because it's not allowed to swap between different patients. You have limited shelf life on the electrodes. After the end of shelf life, it's not allowed to use them anymore. They are limited use able, of course. If they dry out by the use, or if the patient's skin have grease on it, something like this, then maybe they are very limited to use. Now we speak about the stick electrodes. The stick electrodes are metal sticks which the user have in the hand and works on the patient body. There are various attachments for the stick electrodes. You see on the picture, there are some small balls, nice to use on trigger points, for example. You have such kind of needles you can use for electroacupuncture and other possibilities to use. Then there are some special applications like a hand attachment where you can use, which you can use in the case of electroacupuncture, where the patient take one in his hand and the therapist can work on the acupuncture points with the other electrode. Some examples how to use it. We start first with you can work around pain points, trigger points, something like this. You can of course work directly on pain points. In scars, it's quite nice to work. You can stroking out the scars around on the scar, depends on the sensation for the patient. And of course, work in muscle areas, work on fascia lines, on trigger points and all that stuff in the soft tissue area and the muscles. Electroacupuncture, I spoke about it before. This is a kind of special application. You can work on the ear acupuncture, the body acupuncture, or special works in the hand on something like this. This is also possible with it. But then we come to a big problem of the stick electrodes. For manufacturers of electric medical devices, there is a rule, the IEC 60061 part 1 is the electrical safety of medical devices, and you have to fulfill the requirements of it because it's about the electric safety. And it's for active or electric medical devices like microcurrent devices, of course. And if we look inside this, there are some requirements and one special requirements. We will come on it later more deeply, but there, if you look at this, the classical application of the stick electrodes is maybe not permitted. And addition, often we have a lack of proof of biocompatibility of the hand electrodes or stick electrodes, because you have inside the metal, sometimes there are some parts which can cause allergic reactions on the patient. So therefore, of course, manufacturer have to follow the requirements and the reports and tests of the biocompatibility according the ISO 10993. Especially for this problem I talked about, for the electric safety, to explain it to you, there is one chapter 8523 in the 6061 part 1, and it is quite simple. If you have the cables or the stick electrodes on the patient for work with them, or also the adhesive electrodes, but this especially is for the stick electrodes, and you work with them and maybe one electrode is falling down and get contact with an earth potential or an possible dangerous voltage while the patient is connected to the medical device or microcurrent device, this is of course not allowed. So the manufacturer have to ensure that the medical device and of course the square parts, which maybe the manufacturer isn't the origin manufacturer, but in his declaration of the microcurrent device, he have to fulfill the requirements of electric safety. And you have to insulate the part of the metal when the electrode maybe is falling down. But then, if you look at this, it's not possible to work. You cannot insulate the part where you want to work on the patient's body. So this requirement cannot be met with the stick electrodes as they cannot be insulated. Otherwise, the treatment could not be carried out. Yes. So let's look the advantages and disadvantages for the stick electrodes as well. Yes, you can selectively applicate them, of course. You can combine it with massage or manual therapy, osteopathic treatment. You can use them for electroacupuncture, and you can treat isolated areas like small trigger points and all that stuff. Switch over to the disadvantages. We just spoke about it. Biocompatibility of the materials often not proving. According to the IEC 60061 part 1, the chapter 8523, electrical, is it unsafe? You have to clean them after each use. And because of the high contact resistance, because you put only small part of the metal on the patient's skin, it could be like a little feeling of burning for the patient, so a little bit uncomfortable. Okay, let's switch to the other forms of application. And there we just have the fleece and rubber electrodes. It's an absorbent, like a tile electrode that acquires a conductive surface to the patient's skin by moistening. So you take some water on it or something like this. On the other hand, we have the rubber electrodes. It's a plastic gummy electrode. And you have to use an ultrasound gel to make to reduce the contact resistance to the skin. But here also take attention if you use water with an electric medical device and you have the possibility that the electrodes are falling down or falling off easily. Remember the chapter 8523 of the IEC 60.61 part 1, because there's a high risk of an earth fault that you have an or a connection to a dangerous voltage or something like this. Then we have more applications. Of course, we have the wet towels. That is, you take a towel, moisten it on, or soak it in water to act as a big electrode. So the full towel is wet, and it you put it on the some places, like here you can see on the cervical spine or on the face, and down the you can make some like a liver wrap or something like this. You can cover large areas of the body with this towel, which is acting like a big electrode. But also in in our point of view, it is not really recommended, because here is the potential that you get contact with earth parts or with a dangerous voltage by because of the big size of the towel, and it's quite wet. If it's too wet, it's dropping down and something like this. So it is quite unsafe to use it in that way, just for your information. Yes, just come to the conclusion what you can do, when you can do, and you have a lot of variety and possibilities of application in the framework of microcurrent therapy. Some are more suitable than others, and in the end, it's a therapeutic strategy that the user have to decide. And in the strategy, you will find out what is my target in this therapy session. What is my target with the patient and in all? And there you have a variety of possibilities, and you have to find your way according or in the direction of your target. Like here, you can use, of course, very, very safely the LED light therapy in combination with the microcurrent therapy, which is a very nice way of use. And there are some other ways. From legal or normative point of view, there are unfortunately limits to the freedom of movement of the application to which the user must adhere within the framework of the purpose. So sometimes it's quite nice to have a variety of possibilities, but on the other hand, you have to look also on the legal and normative point of views. In the end, I would say, just check out when you see us on YouTube, check out our podcast channel on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or where you hear or listen to your podcasts. And on the other hand, if you listen to us on the podcast now, then check out our YouTube channel by the hashtag Luxamed. And of course, take a look in the social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well. You will find many, many informations. We will post very often there, informations, pictures, videos, and all that stuff. So I would say thank you for watching, or thank you for listening to the podcast, of course. And it will be nice if you give us a 5-star review. If you have some questions, please let us know. You will find all contact details above links we put in the show notes. And if you want to speak about something on a podcast or a video, just give us a call, give us a mail, and then we can find out a date and we make a podcast together. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, and bye bye.